Grace turned the phone off just as Julian's tongue traced a path from her buttocks to her. "Stop that!" He pulled back and gave her a shocked frown. "You don't like it when I do that?"
"That's not what I said," she answered before she could stop herself.
He moved back to her. Grace bolted from the bed.
"I have to get ready for work."
He propped himself up on one arm and watched her while she picked up his discarded pants and tossed them at him. He caught them with one hand as his gaze wandered leisurely over her body.
"Why don't you call in sick?"
"Call in sick?" she repeated. "How do you know what that is?"
He shrugged.
"I told you I can hear during my confinement. It's what allows me to learn languages and understand changing syntax."
Like a graceful panther coming out of a crouch, he pulled the blanket back and moved slowly from the bed, his pants forgotten, his body still fully erect. Mesmerized, she couldn't move.
"We didn't finish," he said,
his voice low, deep. He reached for her.
"Oh, yes, we did."
She ran for the safety of the bathroom and locked the door behind her. Clenching his teeth, Julian had the sudden urge to put his head through the wall in frustration. Why was she being so stubborn? He looked down at his stiffened body and cursed.
"And why won't you behave for 5 minutes?
Grace took a long, cold shower. What was it about Julian that made her blood literally boil? Even now she could feel the heat of his body on hers, his lips on her.
"Stop it, stop it, stop it!"
She was not some nymphomaniac who couldn't control herself. She was a PhD with a brain and no hormones. Yet it would be so easy to just forget everything and spend the next month in bed with Julian. "Fine," she said to herself. "Let's say you do crawl into bed with him for a month. Then what?" She soaped her body, her aggravation dispelling the last of her desire. "I'll tell you what, he'll be gone and you, sister, will be left alone again. Remember what happened after Paul? Remember what it felt like to wander around the dorm sick to your stomach because you let someone use you? Remember how humiliating it was?" Worse, she could still hear Paul's mocking laughter as he bragged to his friends and collected his bet. How she wished she'd been a man long enough to kick open the door to his apartment and beat him to smithereens. No, she wouldn't let herself be used. It had taken her years to get over Paul and his cruelty, and she wasn't about to undo all that on a whim, not even a gorgeous whim. Nope, nope, nope. The next time she gave herself to a man, it would be to someone who was committed to her, someone who cared for her, someone who wouldn't disregard her pain and continue to use her body for his pleasure as if she didn't matter, she thought, her repressed memories resurfacing with a vengeance. Paul had acted as if she weren't even there, as if she were nothing more than an emotionless doll designed only to serve his pleasure. And she wasn't about to let anyone, especially Julian, treat her like that. Never again. Julian walked downstairs and marveled at the bright sunlight streaming through the windows. It was funny how people took such small things for granted. He remembered a time when he, too, had never noticed anything as simple as a sunny morning.